Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to be skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you our top tips on how to help your child cope with disappointment on the sports field. Now, that disappointment may come in many different forms, Lee. It may come in the form of losing an event. Like let's say if you're a wrestler or a tennis player and you got beat by the other opponent, and you don't know how to cope with that. The other thing it could be as simple as your kid didn't make the team, the traveling team, right? Or didn't make his high school sporting team. So either way,
or they couldn't pick up the cheerleader that they thought was a given if they were on the team.
Right. Those are all losses in our minds. Now, the first thing that you need to do is anytime you have a kid that, first of all, they have an event, they come off the field, you got to give them time to regroup and let them decompress. The worst thing I can see a parent do is try to get into a kid's grill once
right after the right final after, out.
Right after they walk off the field, like, ah!
Oh, really? You just looked at the third strike? That was the third strike, really.
Right. I recommend also if you can get some sort of taxi service to take your kid home somewhere so you don't have to drive in the car with them, because they tend to be a little aggressive after an event. But give them time to decompress. Know that they're going to be angry. Know that they're probably not going to have a difficult time dealing with what's going on with them, because they don't understand how to cope. They have to have a role model, someone to show them. You know, when they have disappointment or something comes up, how do I deal with that?
Right. I was fortunate. I had John McEnroe as my role model.
Right.
So I knew how to handle that.
You knew how to break rackets. Then what you want to do is, after you've given them enough time, it may be a couple hours, okay? It's not necessarily...
It could be a week or a month, depending. Well, if it's a Super Bowl, no, I don't want to be near... If I'm Ben Roethlisberger's girlfriend, I'm a little nervous after the Super Bowl if they lose.
Little Super Bowl reference. You want to talk to your child about how they feel. You want to let them ask them, tell me, what's going on? And, well, I got cheated or this thing, or this... You know, talk to them, try to discuss what it is that happened out there. The main thing that you want to do is you want to come up with ways to improve the situation and or improve the performance of the child. It may be simple, like where they lost, and you're like, well, how do we get you to get better? What are the things that we got to do? What are the things we need to work on? What are the things that we need to back off on? You have to come up with an action plan to help your child to cope with the situation. You also have to talk to your child about what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. Especially when they come off and they're making excuses about the coaches, how the coaches don't know anything, and how the other players, they got cheated or stuff like that. That's stuff that they can't control. You have to tell them how they can be the best person, the best player or athlete or sportsman or sportswoman that they can be. Those are the important things. And the other thing you got to tell them is they can't take out their anger out on just the people that are around them. That's not appropriate as well. So those are some of the tips you need to help your kid. You need to guide them. You need to show them. There's nothing better than a parent that actually plays sports and actually gets their butts kicked and shows the child how do you walk off a field being gracious, shaking the other opponent's hand.
Good sportsmanship.
Being a good sportsman and showing that you can still have a smile on your face afterward and it doesn't affect you when you're okay.
Because everybody gets pizza either way. Win or lose, everybody goes for pizza.
That's what Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy say.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.